forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
It's Kat
and Pat,
and welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love.
Wow, oh, we're back in business.
We're back. I've been gone for 7 weeks.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back.
You know, a lot of people go out of town for 6 weeks, but not a lot of people go out of town for 7 weeks.
No,
that's
7 weeks is so absolutely, so say it with me, random.
Yeah, because like, there was 8 weeks, you're talking 2 months.
Yeah.
8 weeks, you're talking 2 months.
See, that's what I have a problem with, is that way of counting months. Because people say things like 8 weeks, 16 weeks, 12 weeks.
Oh, that's wrong.
And they're like, that's 4 months, 3 months. And that's how I think of it. That's how it's conditioned to think of it. But it's like, when you look at it, 16, you hear 16 weeks, you think 4 months. Then
you do
the math, it's like way less.
Oh, really?
Like 17 weeks is going to go ahead and be about 4 months.
I don't believe you.
Because let's think about it. Unless you're dealing with February, which for absolutely no reason in hell is last.
No one should ever deal with February.
Who broke up the months? Like, why wouldn't they just all be even Stevens?
Let them be normal.
Like, why can't they all be even
Stevens?
Why
are the months so quirky?
This is what I think. All the months should be the same amount of days. All states should be the same shape.
Yeah.
Like, why are they random ass shapes? Like, make everything a square, like a checkerboard is how a United States map should be.
And you know what else? Why are the prices like 75?
No, I hate how normalized like 99 has been.
99 is not okay. It doesn't make sense.
So frustrating. It's like,
don't give me a penny. I don't want it.
It's so condescending. It's like, I don't think it's another dollar less because you did that. Like, it's so, I'm not dumb. You know what I mean? It's like the fact that we all do that for so long. The fact that like $7.99 is a tradition in America is so fucking weird and annoying. It's the worst tradition. It's like the stupid family tradition where it's like, I don't know why we do this. Like, nothing's ever just the price. I'm gonna have the first store. I'm gonna have a vanity project where it's the first
$10.
Store. $10.
Yeah, groundbreaking. Hear that? Crickle crackle.
Groundbreaking. Don't try to like dupe you into thinking it's like less. Like, how stupid we have to be to think something's $4 if it's $4.99.
Six payments of $39.66. It's like, no.
When there's multiple payments, it's like, I'm going to lose my debit card. You're not going to get your payment.
Pasta maker.
Oh, you got a pasta maker and it was multiple payments?
I just want one.
Do you want a zucchini?
No.
Okay.
But I know what you're asking me. Yeah. And I see you.
Is that real? Do you think it really tastes like pasta?
No, it tastes like water. Have you had it? It is one of the sadder things. It's one of the worst American traditions.
The first time I ever saw it or kind of heard
of
it.
Oh, did you think you had so much hope?
Kind of. It was when Delilah Bell, Lisa Renner's daughter, Delilah Bell Hamlin Renna, was having it. And or maybe her sister, who I forget her name is, but she has an eating disorder now.
Oh.
But
she's
constantly battling my. I know. So we're having a sweet treat, but I didn't want one because
I like Michelle Collins does.
I know.
Michelle Collins famously, our famous guest of the pod, brought 12 muffins when she came to the pod.
I think got mad at us for eating them.
What?
Then got mad at us for eating them.
It was a beautiful day.
I saw her show with Michael Socrate and it was so funny. Run, don't walk. Does your show Strong Monster? Shepherd does it again.
I'm sad I missed it. How are you?
I'm well, I know, because you've been away, and it's not like we were always on the phone while you were away, because difference. I knew you were going to say this.
No.
I knew you were going to say what you're going to say. That's not what you're going to say, but you know what I mean.
No, I do know what you mean, but I want to say, like, my only thought was, like, we've grown, and that we're not, like, as codependent as we used to.
I know. We're in an open relationship.
I'm literally letting you fuck in.
I've been well. It's been a good summer. It's like,
I bit my lip.
My foot hurts, so I can't run.
What happened?
Just overuse. I got a new pair of shoes. I raced once. I'm glad I got one race in. And I think I'm just about ready to start training again. I don't know if I'll... And then, my relationship is just going really well.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I'm kind of like, okay, I'm boring as fuck. We were in the suburbs for a wedding this week. And I was like, yeah, I just want to like live in the suburbs, drink suburban Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of go... Oh, wait, you know what Rhode Island does?
No.
Rhode Island Dunkin' does something absolutely.
I actually have been there randomly.
Okay. You never been to Rhode Island?
I have been there.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge part of my life in history because my dad's from there. And that's
I had a traumatic experience.
Dating a man, and all my mom's sisters married New England guys, and now I'm dating a New England guy. Mm. And that's encouraged me and Bo and Yang to say once that dating a man from New England is inherited trauma. But
weirdly, I can't hear either of us.
I know. Wait.
They're a little broken.
They're a little broken, or are they completely broken?
Okay, this just in, our headphones are a little broken. You cannot write this stuff because you cannot write. It's impossible to write.
Actually, no one's ever written.
No one's ever written.
I want to eat everything. No one's ever written past 19. Are we having like a period?
Like 1940. The last person who wrote something was
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Is that
what you're going to say? Yeah.
He was the most recent person to write something.
And when you think of writing, that's why everyone's like theme party.
Yeah. Well, once they invented electronics, really people stopped writing.
Once Quills went out, it was like, goodbye books. Hello, Kindle.
Wait.
Should we order like nasty food here?
Like seamless something here?
Yeah, like, I want to be like fucked up.
Well, I don't know, because like...
I want like fucking nachos.
I went to nachos have been... since you've been away, nachos have been a huge part of my life.
I must have picked up on that, because I haven't had them in months.
Yeah, you've been picking up on it.
You know what? I was so...
I had them last night.
I was actually dreading being alive, and now I'm actually in a good mood talking to you.
I'm not dreading being alive. Well, wait, I'm on a Wellbutrin, which is in addition to Prozac. Right. It's changed my life. It's so...
You know what, we need to address the elephant in the room, which is that I threw a welcome home party for myself, which was last night, and Pat spent the entirety of the party asking everyone if maybe he felt weird. It wasn't really a question, but he was going around saying, maybe I feel weird because I've been on Wellbutrin for 10 days.
Yeah, kind of a statement. Like, yeah. If you think I'm weird, that's because I've been on Wellbutrin for 10
and
days.
And said, we actually didn't think you're weird and we're actually talking about something else.
But wait, also, there was someone at your party last night that, and I won't say, but there's someone that I call, it's a certain type of a drunk person, which I call a drunk shout repeater, which now what this person will do, someone who is a drunk shout repeater, is they'll be drunk, first of all.
And one of the main things you have to be.
One of the main first criteria is you have to be drunk.
Yeah.
But they're drunk in this way where it feels like they've always been drunk and they always will be drunk.
That's exactly how that person is.
It's like inherent to their identity.
Yeah.
And then that you come up to a conversation that's already happening between two people. The most recent thing anyone has said, you shout and repeat the exact thing, but as a question. So someone's like, I'll walk up to you. So you're talking to your friend.
And then I've been helping for 10 days.
And you're like saying like, and anyways, I'm going to go shopping tomorrow. And then the person will just scream, you're going shopping tomorrow?
Oh my
God. And if no one will really answer, because it's like, get out. Here,
drunk
this
shout
edited.
Repeater. SNL. Oh, y'all pick that up. We got friends in there.
We got friends in SNL.
You guys are welcome. We got me out on the sidelines. You make money.
Whenever someone has a writing job and they like one of my tweets, I'm like, don't steal this.
I'm gonna watch this show.
If it
makes you happy.
No, I want a writing job. Wait, you know what I've been doing? Okay, I've been writing. This is one of the saddest stories of modern literature. I lowered my writing daily goal to 20 minutes.
That actually is beautiful.
I know, but I've been doing it.
I'm actually furious that I can't hear you at all.
Oh, I can hear me now because Meg fiddled with the controller here.
Oh, it's on this ear. Oh, okay.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Oh,
but this ear's empty. It's okay.
I'm looking at you, Meg.
Megan, why did you break it? Megan looks really beautiful.
Of course, always she does.
But extra. So, okay, we had my party last night. It was pretty fun. It was actually so fun and nice, and I felt like the belle of the ball.
Totally.
And, I think throwing yourself a party is important.
Yeah, it is. I don't do that so much. But you know what I want to do for my 30th? Which was, say with me, a year
ago. Wait, I was going to say, didn't you already do that?
No, you know what I want to do for my 31st?
October 31st?
Is I want to go to Hershey Park.
Oh, can we go?
And then someone recently told me about a space in Ohio that has lots of roller coasters.
Cedar Point.
That's what someone told me about.
Yeah, but wait,
I want to do I have to tell you this thing that happened to me actually after because we I went to Denver, Colorado with Bo and Yang to do.
How was that?
It was really funny. I stayed with my college friend McDevitt. It was an absolute blast.
I hate going anywhere.
I know, but I had fun. I had altitude sickness.
Yeah, I love
that.
Second
I got there. My mom always gets that. I thought I was going to thrive in it.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to thrive in altitude.
But Denver's not high.
It's 5,000 feet. But it was enough that I did get altitude sickness.
Okay.
And I had to drink oxygen out of a can. A woman comes up to me after, I don't think so, honey. I'm going to say she's 60 years old. She has one of the longest ponytails I've ever seen.
Was that my driver's ed teacher? Because that was Mrs. Stone's look.
It was your driving teacher.
Mrs. Stone had the kind of bun that when you'd unravel it, it hit the floor.
I'll never forget driver's ed sitting crammed all into a parked car. Red asphalt, too. Our uniform pants were thin, and I would sit next to this like hot guy, and I would, he might listen to the pod, honestly. It was a dear friend, and I would just like feel like butt on butt, you know what I mean?
Because
it was like, I was like, we had to. I was like, if you don't have a boner, you're crazy. But but anyways, wait, so this woman comes up, such a long ponytail. Not so long that it's like unsanitary. You know when someone has a long ponytail, it's like unsanitary.
And it's always like they leave it on the train. It's like, don't forget this. Yeah. It's like through the seat. I'm like, you better take that with you when you go.
Clean up your mess. she oh, so she comes up to me. She's like, oh my God, I love you. You're so funny. And she goes, if I was your mom, I would. Oh, wait, what'd she say? She's like, I'll see you in hell. And I was like, sure. And then she was like, if I was your mom, I would have had an abortion. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Wait, what?
If I was your mom, I would have had an abortion. Just kidding.
That was
I love
me
you.
In a wig.
I was like, okay, I love a pro-choice bitch.
You know what's crumpty, dumpty as fuck? I'm going to actually get some nachos or something.
Oh, you said, I love that. Yeah. It's so funny.
I feel like it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a Friday, even though it's Monday.
I know. Well,
I'm taking my shirt off.
Okay.
Is that okay? Wait, are you worried about me because I wore this last night?
I'm not worried about because you wore that last night. I'm worried about you because you're taking it off in public and ordering nachos to where
public.
You are. I know. When you order
food. Wait, do you think I look way fat?
No, I think you look snatched. Okay. Someone, you know what happened last night, which is that someone posted an Insta story of me my hips look crazy, and then they of their own accord deleted it.
Yeah, but didn't you ask them to?
No, they must have just been like, wow, like this person's hips look really crazy.
That's what they thought.
I know. Why do I have bad body image?
I have it too. I'm suffering from it.
But anyways, I'm on Prozac and Wellbutrin, so hopefully that helps. Wellbutrin is giving me energy. Oh, wait, can I tell you something that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so wait, we know that I suffer from a disease where let's just call it what it is at this point. Like, I have severe ADD symptoms, and I lose full chunks of time where I am not present in my body, and then all of a sudden it's like 6 to 12 minutes later, and I'm somewhere else or whatever. Anyways, we were in the hotel room before the wedding yesterday, and my boyfriend's very kind
You've
of...
You've been in so many hotels lately.
I know. Wait, we had seen a really nice hotel. But the only problem with it was that it was, like, so gimmicky. Like,
was it rock and roll?
It wasn't rock and roll.
A lot of hotels,
but
they book you in a rock and roll.
I know. Wait, when a hotel is so thematic, it's like, one's here for that. How about the theme is hotel?
How about the theme is it's clean?
How about the theme is Marriott?
Oh my God, that's an amazing thing. You know what makes me want to kill myself?
What?
Indoor pool.
Oh, me too.
The smell of it, it's like, is this where people go to absolutely dorm?
But there are people who love it.
I know, and those people are not. Those people, hey, if you love indoor pools,
Seek treatment, our first one in 4 years.
I know, I was like, what is this podcast called? It's a podcast.
No, if you love indoor pools, but there are people that will come up to you at a There are people that will be like, bring out a bathing suit because there's a hotel we can go in tomorrow. It's like, no.
You mean a pool?
Yeah, what did I say? Hotel.
Embarrassing. Now, can I ask you guys something really personal?
Yeah.
What is the actual, we'll have to bleep this out, but what is the apartment number here? I know it's 321, but.
It's 9.
Okay, crumpty humpty.
Believe it or
not, I'm getting nachos. Does anyone have any requests besides
experience.
Nachos?
No, but I will partake in the nachos.
I'm gonna need a Diet Coke and I'm getting you one.
Okay. Are you gonna put chicken on them?
Meat, some kind of meat.
Okay, not beef. And not fish.
Getting beef is not fish, nachos.
I know. You never know in this
town.
In this town, you never know what people might put fish on. My boyfriend can't stop getting fish tacos.
Oh, those are good though.
No, they're not people. That's a common misconception. It's a common misconception.
I had fish tacos the other night and God
never intended fish to be tacos.
God never intended.
That's why you put them in water.
So we couldn't snatch them up and put them in tacos?
Yeah.
Cows, sure.
Cows.
Roll them up.
Cows God made for tacos. But wait.
Okay, wait. What is this?
Anyways, I'm at the Biltmore Hotel in Prav, Rhode Island, but they actually changed it to the Graduate Hotel. And so the whole theme is like kind of the movie Graduate, but also just like academia in general. Like
that's the theme.
All the wallpaper is bookshelves, and literally like your hotel room key is like a student ID with a rando's picture on it. It's like, okay, like
it makes me really worried.
It makes me feel like I'm in a Disney World hotel, but it's like I'm not in Disney World. You know what I mean? It makes me feel like I'm gonna go on a ride, but I'm not gonna go on a ride. I'm gonna be in Providence when I walk out these doors. Anyways, so my boyfriend's very meticulous and kind of like has OCD in a neat way, whereas I have OCD in a way where I just ruminate on negative thoughts, and And he stacked up all of his cards, his room ID, his room card, which was a rando student ID, a fictional person's student ID. Now you've heard everything.
Wow.
His debit card and his license he put on our TV stand because he wanted to have them for later. And he always remembers where he puts things because that's his personality. And
really? That's surprising.
That's his very personality.
That's his very personality.
That's
canon. That's his very personality.
And so then we're like getting ready. I remembered having the thought, oh, that's his license picture. That's the only thing I remember. Next thing I know, it's like a little bit later and he's like, where's my license? And I'm like, I don't know. So basically we couldn't find his license. It was like kind of like a near fight. And then he was like, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I just, I'm now going crazy because of my little like neuroses where I don't know where my license is. I was like, I know, like, that sucks. I kind of blacked out and moved it, I guess. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know where I would have put it. And I was like, if I was me, where would I put a license? And we were tearing apart the tone. We couldn't make it. We had to go to the ceremony. And then the whole night I was like hoping you wouldn't get carded. And then like towards the end of the reception, the bartender was like, are you over 21? And I was like, bartender, if you card him right now, you will end our relationship.
Oh my God.
But then we ended up finding it. It was under the it was under the mount of the TV. I slid it under that for no reason. But isn't that a medical dilemma?
Yeah.
Part of me wants to tell my psychiatrist about it and say, should I get on Vyvanse? But you know, I had addictions to prescription ADD medicine. But Vyvanse is supposed to be more difficult to abuse.
I don't think you should.
My first sponsor was on Vyvanse. I mean,
it's great.
Yeah, I'll say that, whatever. But okay, Catherine, I don't feel like you're fully invested in my journey.
I was like, can we pause 1 second? Because I'm actually going to order this. Okay. And did you want a Diet Coke?
Yeah, okay, that'll be it. So
that actually will just be it then.
Wait, so this routine, we're going to bring in Greta, and it's going to be all one episode because we're only doing Wednesday, Friday. So thank you for listening. When we come back, we will have eaten nachos. Okay, bye, girls.
Bye, honeys.
Oh, wait, and here, let's bring in our guest, Greta Klein, who I don't know who that is yet. Okay. I know it's like this is still the same episode, but it's like we're back in the mix.
Okay. Hey.
And Pat, but we really truly don't need to do a hey because literally this is the same episode people are listening to.
It doesn't
matter that we did it.
It's okay. I'm glad we did it.
No mistakes.
Are we going to address this?
No mistakes, no regrets.
Do you regret this?
Of course. I regret everything I ever eat except for.
I know, I have a disease.
I have absolutely a disease.
I really think I'm dying.
My new thing is when I like say something crazy, I'm like, wait, guess what? I'm working so fucking hard in therapy every single day. Twice a day I go to therapy and work so fucking hard on myself.
You go to therapy twice a day?
That's a joke. I go maybe once a month. But I have a great new therapist, Daniel. Shout out if you're listening. But also if you're listening, turn it off, babe. This ain't for you. Go to bed. I think he's 1 year younger than me because he's obsessed with saying we're basically the same age.
No.
Which when someone's saying we're basically the same age and they're your therapist, they're saying I'm a little younger than you. When someone's saying that and they're your therapist, that's what that means.
I can't have a therapist that's younger than you should be illegal.
I know, but he is helpful. He is helpful. He told me we move fast. I was like, okay.
He said what?
He said we move fast. I was like, are we moving in together? What's going on? But he was like, we don't always have to talk about your shit. You could just be like, Daniel, I just want to chat today. I'm like, that's not okay.
He's trying to be your friend.
I bet
he listens to the podcast.
Well, the thing about
Hi, Daniel.
I know if you're a 29 year old gay in New York
and you don't listen to the podcast, then you need help.
I don't want therapy from you because you're like weird. But
if you don't listen to my podcast, you're weird. If you're 29, living in New York, gay, and you don't listen to my podcast, you're weird, honey.
And seek treatment.
Treatment is what you need to seek.
I wonder if he listens. Would that be unethical to not tell me, or would it be unethical to tell me?
It would be probably weird to tell you.
He told me he was experiencing me as normal yesterday.
As normal?
I was like, I feel crazy. And he's like, I'm experiencing you as normal.
That sounds like a sentence you would say.
I know.
Okay, he's definitely listening to the podcast. My hair mistake. Oh, my God. I swear to God. I was like, I go, what should I do? And she goes, it's so funny how you said that. I was like, what?
Where's the joke, bitch?
Yeah, and she was like, the cadence with which you said that. You know, it's interesting. I was like, why, queen?
That's so weird. Do you ever notice yourself like, I always feel like, I accidentally bragged to my therapist on purpose. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, oh, I'm just saying this because I want you to know that I'm like a comedian and that I'm not
I have
just
the opposite
that.
Thing where I'm like, I want to tell her all this good stuff, but I don't want her to think I'm bragging or trying to impress her.
Yeah, well, I feel that, but then it's like, but I realize I'll clock my own motivation sometimes.
You know what it's time for?
Our guest.
You know what it's time to clock?
Our guest.
Absolutely. She's an absolute dream from heaven. A dream guest. A total get for the pod.
A total get. I know her from Insta alone.
He knows her from Insta alone. I know her from Insta and life. Put your ears open for Greta Klein.
Hello.
There she is.
She popped into our lives.
Oh my God. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so honored.
Oh my God. We're the ones who are honored
because let's reveal that you're a musician.
It's true.
Let's reveal. Big reveal.
Have you had musician on before?
No.
Just one of the years.
I don't remember
the past.
I feel like I'm not supposed to be on it, but.
Can we talk about your hair clip? Is that a butterfly?
It is.
I love a butterfly clip.
My hair's so really cute. Bad right now.
Wait,
though.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just like.
No.
You know, I have to wear this because it's so annoying.
Oh,
I
love it.
She contractually has to wear a butterfly cup because she has a
No, it's just like my
deal.
Hair's bugging me, you know? It's like.
It's at that length. Mm-hmm. It's that way.
Do you want it to be long or short or medium?
Just one of those.
You want it to be either fine. Long, short, or medium?
Yeah. No, not medium.
Have you always had? You've always had short hair.
No, I used to have really long, like to my butt, and then I cut it really slow, and then I had a buzz cut.
I'm obsessed with when someone you think has always had short hair, and then you find out they used to have really long hair.
Well, my thing is when I had long hair, it looks like I'm wearing a wig. Right now it looks like I'm wearing a wig.
No, it doesn't.
Like. Okay.
It doesn't look like you're wearing a wig. It's like the last thing.
How
but
did,
I will say that I relate in the way that when my hair gets to a certain length, it looks like I'm wearing a toupee that's falling off. Truly.
I never change it. Now let me ask you this: when you buzzed your hair short, did your lovers treat you differently?
Well,
buzzed it short.
Yeah, I buzzed it.
Yeah, Jane, Demi Moore, G.I. Jane.
November 2016, in the middle of a tour.
Wow. Amazing time for America.
That's when I got sober.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
That's actually, you know what?
November 28th, 2016.
Wow. That feels like that just happened.
What?
You've been sober for so long, though.
I know.
It's weird how long.
Well, no, like
it
almost
was.
3 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sorry.
No,
this is
no,
about
no.
Your hair.
I didn't drink for 16
days. That's really
hair.
Interesting.
I didn't drink for 16
days. That's actually
days.
the last time I had a drink was also November 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But I was like not drinking before that too. But then I just like I went through a crazy breakup and I went on tour and I was like, I'm gonna buzz my head. I'm gonna have one shot of whiskey. But that's like the last drop I've had.
Do you ever miss it?
I don't like it.
Oh, I wish I was like that.
I wish I was like that too.
Because I'm too like. I feel crazy already.
Yeah,
but it helps me feel like I'm in the right place.
I wish I didn't drink because I didn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to. Yeah, it's just like, I don't like the repercussions.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Me neither. Of course not. I woke up in a cold sweat this morning. Being like,
I got my first hangover, I was like, I'm never drinking again.
Oh my God. That is,
like once I got old enough, that I was like, I'm getting hangovers.
Yeah. Wait, only answer this if you feel like so safe.
Okay.
How old are you, bitch?
I only feel unsafe because I'm worried you're going to like be mad at me.
She's young.
I'm 25.
Okay.
I know, it isn't right.
No, it could be worse. It could be worse.
But you know what's really, the thing is, for music, I'm so fucking old.
I don't buy that for a second.
I'm just so you know,
biting his tongue.
Like Billie Eilish is like 17 and like that's what's cool about her.
But I worry about her.
Yeah.
I don't worry about you.
I just can't wait.
I don't worry about you.
I can't wait till she's 25.
Totally.
Because I just like, it's not interesting anymore.
Being young can't be your thing.
I know. Totally. Like, my whole thing was, like, I was 19. Like, what was cool about me.
Because you were, like, a child star.
No.
Wait,
started so young.
What's your history?
I was 19.
You know what it's time for?
Oh, okay.
And it's been so long. I feel so good to hear these words come out of my mouth. Who are you? Who are you?
And who do you want to be in the future?
Bitch.
In the future, bitch.
If you feel comfortable, bitch.
Wait, you know what some people are? I'm sorry. You know what some people are doing lately?
What?
Even when they're saying bitch in a joke way, they're switching it to witch as like a feminist movement.
I've only heard
gay men do it.
I've been out of the country. Okay, that's not okay.
It's like the most eye rolly people that I've seen doing it. But I don't think that's helpful.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't. I've never said
witch. Look at me, Frankie Cos. Like Frankie Cos / Greta K. If you think it's helpful, I will do it.
I don't think it's helpful.
Okay, then I'm not going
to
do it.
To me, witch is its own thing that gets reclaimed.
It's that's the thing. It's a different word.
It's a different thing.
And there's different syntax attached to it.
Yeah.
It's like a witch is, first of all, that's mean to witches. That's putting them in the pejorative. And it's like Wiccan, like beautiful, whatever.
Wiccan, beautiful, whatever.
Wiccan, beautiful, whatever.
I think both things got reclaimed like separately.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, can we not muddy the waters?
Yeah. But
just because they rhyme? Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
You know what's so sad is that I was like,
I'm mad.
Okay, you need to come. You know what's so sad?
Wait, I'm going
to
do a post.
Guess what? It's going to make you even more madder.
What?
I was like, I want dessert. Guess what? Had dessert before the nachos and forgot. Wow. Am I going through something?
Oh, yeah.
Is it this?
I see your boobs.
The period?
Well, I'm on Wellbutrin, which I think is supposed to suppress your appetite.
Congratulations.
My psychiatrist told me people with eating disorder history really like it for that reason. I was like, okay, are you certified, ma'am? but I think it's ultimately fine. Should I not have said that?
I didn't know.
I do have eating disorder history.
Yeah.
So I'm public about it.
I listen to the pod. I've heard every ep. I know.
Oh my God.
I know everything about
you. She's a real one.
I'm a real one.
Okay, but now.
Wait, but I want to know, when did you switch? summer to Well Beach?
No, I added.
Oh, you added?
And that was kind of always the plan. But because of my eating disorder history, she thought it might give me seizures. So we held off for a bit. And
then I got
blood work done and it won't give me seizures. And so I'm on it.
I hate getting blood work done.
It's been so much more helpful. I know. Wait, you know what?
When I got my blood work done, you're like, is this official?
I know. I see the woman in the room doing it, I'm like, okay, you're a freak. And then also, like, and then also,
why is she a freak?
I don't know. It's like, this is the job. But
that's funny.
It's a jokey. But because those women, they save our lives every day. Mm-hmm. Or men in that field.
One time I got blood work drawn in a building that the air conditioning was broken and everyone was sweating. I was like, this cannot be legal.
Ew. Like, and also, so I got mine done this new place, Apichu, because I tried to go to Kalamore.
That sounds fake.
It's like literally a Pokemon. And then but it's like four people like me, gay, poor, and
gay / poor.
That's okay. I'm intersectional, I went, had the hottest like muscular. I told you about him, muscular Latino doc who was like, homie, he always hangs out at the duplex. I'm like, okay, you're trying to. You're actively trying to.
Look at me in the eye. I'm in Scotland.
Uh huh.
Getting massage from a man.
Oh my god!
At the end, he goes,
rock hard.
Where are you from? In his little accent. New York City. He goes, you ever been to the duplex? Honey.
Wait, a Scottish male gay masseuse?
A gay Scottish male masseuse.
Is he muscular?
No. Okay. He's old. And he had been to the duplex.
Muscular people can be old.
I want to give a shout out to him.
But wait, also, so anyways.
Are you mad that I'm still eating?
No, I'm like celebrating it. Okay. But also, anyways, my whole point is, I got my blood work done to see if I can be on Wellbutrin. They sent me down to get, they're like, do you want an STD test while you're here? I'm like, why not? And so, but the test that the blood lady was giving me, it was like, literally it was swabbing,
this is the slowest you've ever talked.
Cotton swabs, up my
Q-tip
up my butt, they were on me to do. And I was like, are you trying to get poop or not? I didn't know if they wanted like cells from my butt or if they wanted like
cells
poop.
From your butt?
Like, well, I don't know. I was like, should this have poop on it or should I be embarrassed? I'm doing Pure for Men right now, and it's been really helpful for bottoming, which is like a fiber supplement.
The Q-tip thing.
The Q-tip thing is horrible. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry.
I am sorry for everything. But also, wait. So I've been taking. I want to be endorsed by Pure for Men because Joel is endorsed by Pure for Men.
Wait, what?
It's a pill you have to take a million times a day, but it makes it so that it's essentially fiber, but it's like a proprietary blend and. And it makes it easier to bottom. And Pure for Men, if you're listening, I'll talk about you more on the podcast if you pay me like even a little bit of money and give me free Pure for Men because it's kind of expensive.
Is it just like it makes
you? It makes it so you don't have to douche your entire life just to have one moment of physical intimacy.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay, who are you? You know, sweetheart.
I don't know. Where do I start?
There at the beginning.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
From Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Which side?
I'm from the East Side.
Okay, chic.
Who was I?
You were telling us before. Are you getting into it?
Yeah, so.
Upper East?
Upper East.
Blair
or
Serena?
Hmm?
Blair or Serena?
Ooh, like, which one am I?
Or Lil J?
I'm kind of Lil J.
Oh, you're definitely Lil J.
But I definitely like wouldn't have been on the show at all. Like, I was really not like.
Vanessa.
You're an art
I was like Vanessa. Like I was like arty and like ugly and like nerdy.
Never.
No. Like not cool at all. But I did go to like an all girls school with a uniform and
kind of textbook Vanessa.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Now that I'm like done eating, I finished blacking out. I like literally blacked out to eat that and now I'm like present. Okay. I needed that.
So we have a Vanessa on our hands, which
is rare.
No. Were you popular in school?
I hate Vanessa, but love
were
you.
Were you bullied?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't everyone?
Yeah. Anyone?
No,
cool.
Honey.
Anyone worth their weight in salt?
Were you guys popular? Because that changes everything.
Blah, blah,
okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. I can't trust people who
I was
were
fat and horny. Another intersectional.
Another important intersection. A very important intersection.
When you're a kid, especially.
Wait. So sorry.
Oh, no. I think that it's good. I honestly just, I hate people that were popular.
Oh, totally.
Like, I think that that's
and just, you know, and you know what's the worst?
You're
is
bad.
When
like, you can't be nice. You can't be smart so or good.
And if you're, there's this girl who was popular at my high school, and I saw on Instagram that she's like in a cool band in LA now. And I'm like, no, queen. Yeah. Like, you do not get to be, you don't get to be an art freak. You don't get to be cool. And you definitely don't get to be a musician in LA who's hot.
This is something that people get mad at me because I talk about it too much. Like, I really can't stand when musicians are hot and you can tell they were popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's just some musicians that I refuse to listen to it if they have if you have a nice press photo and you don't look like you're uncomfortable having your photo taken, like, I hate you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you don't deserve to be making music.
No, it's like
what can you possibly have to say?
No, truly, it's like music isn't for you.
Yeah. But it's, or like, whatever, like, model turned musician is my, like, God. That's my least favorite genre.
Of human.
Yeah, of human. Oof.
But wait.
I feel bad because I definitely have some friends that, like, are, you know, textbook hot and also, like, maybe even were popular.
Yeah.
No, God.
But even then it's like,
see,
I just can't, like, fully relate.
So my experience around popularity, especially in middle school, was I went to this, like, Catholic elementary school that was, you only had like 60 kids in your grade. So popularity was this funny thing where it was like, no one really has more friends than anyone else because there's not enough people to be like popular, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's kind of like the people, it's like there would be equally sized friend groups. So it's not like more people liked one than the other, but it's like the ones that were like more, the friend group that was more, because one was like all the conventionally attractive people and they were like viewed as the popular people, you know what I mean? Even though, like, in the sense of the word popularity, it's just like a hotter friend group and then the lesser hot friend group. My mom randomly was like friends, you know, when you know your mom's friends?
You know when your mom's friends?
Actually no.
My mom was friends with like a lot of the moms of the popular girls.
Oh.
So like I would be there and it's has always been very easy for me to chat with girls and very difficult. So I could easily be friends with the popular girls, which felt like it was like a good thing for a second, but then it ends up being a bad thing for you if you're a boy who's like friends with just the popular girls and then you still even can't play basketball. And so even though basketball is the best ball sport for me, and then this girl Brittany, who was in my kindergarten class and then in my 1-8 class, then she invited me and my other friend, both got two invitations to our 8th grade graduation party, one that she handed out with everyone else in school, and then we both got one in the mail, and we were like, why did we get two invitations to your party? And she was like, because my mom didn't believe me that I gave you one.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah. And now she's my sister's special ed teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, in 8th grade, at my 8th grade graduation, all of us, some of us were going to different high schools, still in the same city. We were all weeping and sobbing as if we'd lost a family member. We were like, I can't believe 8th grade's over. And these white dresses with straight hair.
I was so jealous of my friend's older sister who was 2 grades above me because she graduated in 2000, which was vitamin C graduation year.
Wow. As we go on,
which is, you know what's so fucking psycho if you think about it in retrospect?
Yes.
Is that she was 27 years old.
Yeah.
Vitamin C was 27 years old when she wrote and started
so
that music
old.
Video. Yeah. And she was like, let me write something for the kids graduating.
You know what I have to say about the new Taylor Swift album, which I do like? There's this one track that's like, Miss Americana and the Hunky Prince. It's like we're in the hallway at school. I'm like, you're old. Like, stop writing about high school. It's I'm in the bleachers. It's like, those days are over. You're not in the bleachers.
Yeah, you're
it's
not
like
in the
Blink
bleachers.
Blink-182 is like...
Oh, weird,
I always like, whenever I write a song that is like about being a teenager, which like is what I tend to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I'm in Blink-182. Like, it's just so embarrassing.
Look at me.
Like,
anyway,
you are. To us, you are that.
Thanks.
Wait, so
you're an absolute art freak, Upper East Side, uniform chic.
Yeah, I think I had maybe 4 friends at one point, which was like at a time, which was like sick.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I had
a
like
click.
A click. But actually, my school was also small. It was probably like 60 kids in the grade too. So it was sort of like half the grade was popular kids and half the grade was like losers who we would all like hang out. We would all, I could tell that, like, I knew then, I was like, we're the cool ones.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I couldn't tell then.
Yeah.
And then
were you
always singing and writing songs?
Not really. A little bit. Yeah, like starting like probably middle school, a little bit. But not
you
like
writing songs in middle school.
But oh my
not
god,
like,
you're a prodigy.
Not like showing them to anyone. Not like trying to
play guitar.
Be like.
Okay,
so,
middle school we were playing Sims, but not showing it to anyone. We weren't talking our Sim houses.
We did some amazing work on
some gorgeous swimming pools, but not showing
with
it to
anyone.
Wow, I love, like, I imagine you guys being friends at that age,
oh
playing
my
Sims
god.
Together. I wish.
I wish.
If only there was like a podcast episode that. Oh, look, my God. Look at
this is us. Yeah. Oh. Can we do that? One day, science will allow it.
If this is us.
Yeah. If this is us, I'll eat my hat. I used to say that on stage all the time.
I've seen it on YouTube.
Oh, wait, is that on YouTube?
That's I've watched like everything on YouTube of both of you.
No.
My YouTube
you know
stuff,
I'm like your biggest
I don't,
fan, right?
Oh, my God. I don't love my YouTube fan. Stuff. My boyfriend's mom's has watched my YouTube stuff. I just think it's I've progressed really, as an artist since then.
Well, I'm excited to see tonight. I'll let you know if you
progress.
Oh, well,
wait, but I don't have new material for tonight.
No, really? He's in progress tonight.
I'm actually just not good
tomorrow,
at tonight.
Tomorrow he's progressing.
Well, I think you're someone YouTube is funny.
I'm not
funny.
Doing my progressive stuff tonight.
I'm so sad at how much I ate.
Me too.
Is that allowed?
No, that's the human experience.
You didn't even finish it. You put a napkin in, like, when it was half done.
Well, there's a lot. So then, oh my God, I'm sad. Okay, so then...
Yeah, so I should say, like, in fifth grade is, like, I met my still best friend, Eliza.
That's crazy.
Who's coming with Who's Taking Me Tonight. This is
my... Oh,
my
God.
It's, like, she has said that in March at my birthday. She was, like, for your birthday, we're going to go to a comedy show.
Are you serious?
But then I just, like, we just kept, like, not...
That's so cute.
...picking one, and then so we're going tonight.
Is she a musician?
She isn't... She doesn't, like, play music now,
but... Is she the one who's who is the heartbreaker?
Yeah, she's a heartbreaker.
She's a heartbreaker. You got the best of me. Oh, I'm going to keep on loving like necessity. Ooh.
Ooh.
Now you know right from the start, y'all come and break my heart. I was like, I've been ruining songs. I said this on the Patreon. Wait, did I say this on Patreon
no
episode?
No one knows, scientists.
Or the intro
rock.
Episode. I've been ruining songs by just choosing one random line to make it a speak moment.
That's what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
Miss
Americana in the hallway school.
I don't really like any of the new songs. And
really?
I
about London Boy?
I listened to them a few... There was one I liked, I forget. And then I listened to one, didn't like Cruel Summer. And then I like
found
out...
That's a good one.
I found out I was supposed to like that one. I listened to it again knowing I was supposed to like it and still didn't like it.
Same, no, the Cruel Summer one, the line that I like... where she goes, I love you, ain't that the worst thing you ever heard? That's really good.
She made this album for you.
I know, literally.
She had pissed me right the fuck off at the VMAs. I gotta say, she pissed me right the fuck off. I love to watch the VMAs.
Let's get you a VMA.
Are you pissed that you weren't in her
bid? Let's get you a VMA. No.
Let's get you.
I didn't even know Calm Down was supposed to be gay. I don't like that. I want it to be about like... straight.
Everything she makes is about straight.
It is. Yeah. She's straight. I saw this article the other day. It was like, Lana Del Rey explains heterosexuality. Really?
What is Lana Del Rey got me carsick.
Yeah. I need Lana to explain it.
Recently, Lana Del Rey got me carsick. Because I was driving up to upstate to a family party with my boyfriend and my cousin. My cousin
every
was driving.
Day, I'm actually a little mad at you. Every damn day of my short so far life.
Your life is very short so far.
Wait, why are you always going upstate? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I went. My cousin's
No, I'm
live.
Sorry. I'm getting checked.
Every day what?
Every day he's at a wedding.
Yeah.
Every day he's a family party. Every day he's in a car.
Yeah,
he's
you're
traveling.
Going
every day
you
travel with your boyfriend, you don't care about
him. Anyways, my cousin put on Lana Del Rey so loud the whole time, and it made me car sick.
But the line in that new album that's so good is, fuck me so good that I almost said I love you. That's like not the tune at all, but that is hilarious.
I haven't heard it, so I thought you were just doing, I thought it was Taylor Swift for a second. I was like, Taylor said that?
He fucked me so Lana, good that I almost said I love you. But the way she says love, she goes, I love you.
I hate what that's like. Can you just talk in your songs?
No. Anyways. Okay, so you're in fifth
grade. I love
how
this is like a musical podcast. That's like something new. No, in the last couple of months, I've noticed there's more. You guys break into song more, and you've gotten more. You've come out of your shell with singing.
That's because
so happy for it as an audience, wow. And a listener.
Now that he's in a relationship and I can't talk about my life because it's too dramatic, it's tricky.
I know.
Wait, so you're in fifth grade. You meet Eliza.
In fifth grade, Eliza changes my life. I'm obsessed with her. Aww. She teaches me guitar. We make a band. I play drums. It was called Foxy Pig.
Incredible.
Meaningless.
Wait, how old are you?
Fifth grade.
Okay. So God, a band in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So chic.
Maybe sixth. But
it's
so cool. We sort of like paired off and just became like obsessed with each other and like wanted
to hang
out.
A lot of bands don't get started until seventh.
Yeah. We kind of fell off around eighth. So we were around for a couple. We were practicing covers of Weezer or whatever. And we didn't write a lot of songs. We had like maybe three songs, but
oh my God. And then what happened in high school?
So eighth grade was I went kindergarten to eighth grade to this like all girls school with Eliza. And then we transferred out for ninth grade, as a lot of people do, even though it was a K through 12 school.
Oh.
But it was like, it's all girls, and girls are like so mean and so scary. Oh. So I was just like, fuck this place. I'm ready to go. Like, yeah. I'm gonna go to like a hippie school.
Yeah.
That's like not as like academically like
rigorous.
Rigorous.
Good
and
word.
Then
thank you.
And then we transferred to this school that's like kind of a hippie school in downtown Manhattan, and it was like really weird, and I was not, and I was like, this is dumb. And then I just like was homeschooled for the rest of my
school. Oh my god.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah, 10th to 12th homeschooled. Yeah.
By your mom?
No, I had like a tutor.
Oh my god.
Wait, yeah. Can you say who your parents are?
Okay, so my dad is Kevin Kline.
Wait. Famed actor.
Wait, Kevin Kline.
Oscar winning actor. And my mom is Phoebe Cates.
Oh my god.
Shows her boobies in past times. You can Google them. They're really hot.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
You have hot parents.
And they're really supportive.
They're not hot anymore. They're old.
Are they so supportive and amazing?
Yeah, they're really supportive.
And you guys are so tight.
Yeah, we're tight.
You guys have family dinner every week.
We do have family. It's famously every Wednesday night, which means I can't come to your show ever.
And you have a brother too.
I have an older brother.
And is it always like the four of you guys just like...
Actually, Owen, he doesn't always come to family dinner.
That's not okay, Owen.
It's more of like ladies' night family dinner.
Oh, is
it's
it?
Me, my mom, and like my god sisters, and then like some, usually Ivana, my mom's like best
That's
friend.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So how old were you when you were like, my parents are famous?
You know, it's funny because like I went to Spence, this like...
And is everyone have famous parents there?
No, everyone has like banker parents. So we were
Spence
like...
Is- Hippie
upper
or
East.
Spence?
No,
is
that's
East.
Like Upper East, like private school, like Gossip Girl, like really Gossip yeah. Girl. Like, where I was like, not that. It wasn't that cool that I had actor parents. It was more like, well, you're like poor. Like,
oh my god!
Like, obviously, like we weren't, but it was like compared to like those, a lot of those.
Oh
days,
my god!
It was like they weren't like cool.
But bankers are richer than Oscar winners.
Yeah, for sure.
In America
like
today,
finance.
How
people,
and how? That's not okay.
And what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, what do we value?
Well, it's just like they were like my parents were like. Arty, and they weren't like doing, you know, like weird, like Upper East Side-y stuff.
Yeah, they weren't.
They didn't
like
fit into that.
They weren't hanging out with Ramona Singer.
Yeah, so I never like.
I
when
wonder
you
why
said,
they
like,
chose
your mom
to
was
send
friends
you
with
there.
Someone's mom. It's like my mom wasn't friends with any of the moms.
That's
like,
cool.
Like she was just like had they had she their had, they own had like friends. Yeah,
it must be cool of having parents that like had lives,
yeah,
like, exciting lives outside of you.
Yeah, I had a young mom and an old dad too.
Perfect.
So like, so
perfect.
So neither of them were like
perfect for you.
Yeah, yeah. So like neither of them is the same age as my other friend's parents. Like
yeah, yeah.
Usually, you know, because my dad's like older and my mom's younger.
Yeah.
Oh my god, hot.
Are you and your mom Rory and Lorelai?
Little bit, yeah.
Plus
except
dad.
Except I didn't
daddy.
Watch. I didn't watch yeah. that, but I watched
guess
it
what,
later.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Later, I watched it.
I watched it later too.
Yeah.
Not
I watched
during.
It, I watched
not
it.
During.
I would never watch.
No,
it.
I watched it like recently.
I watched it
like 2 years ago.
I watched it like 2016.
Okay, yeah, we're like. We had like a similar 2016 maybe.
Yeah,
it
sounds
so then,
like
okay,
it.
So then, stop it. You're being homeschooled and your parents are like, yeah, that's cool with us.
Yeah, I was kind of like, a punk.
Oh my God.
And like I feel like eighth, ninth grade, like I was sort of like becoming, I was like into like going to punk shows and like.
How did you like know how to do that?
I had
that?
An older brother. He was like, you're going to like go in the mosh pit. You know, it's like that.
Was your older brother like, I'm going to use a term here. Was your older brother like a turn of the century punk boy? Like
no.
Skinny jeans, like Simple Plan? Like
no, he was more like a hipster.
Oh, interesting.
My main question for you is, were you like one of those girls who's like in Teen Vogue and she's like showing us her bedroom?
I could have been, but I wasn't.
But you seem like you were that.
Thanks.
Like you were cool.
You said no.
I would have thought that was cool.
It is cool,
but I didn't get to.
Mm.
So you said no to Teen Vogue.
No, yeah.
Would
you I turned down Teen Vogue.
Do you know
did
what
you
I
express
think
yourself
about?
Through style when you were growing up?
No, I went to so I went to a uniform school.
Oh right. How
so
do you know what to wear?
I don't still.
No, but you draw your sheet.
I would like Fridays. We had like it was like dress down Fridays, but you still had to wear a collared shirt. Mm-hmm. So like to me, like my style was like. A blue collared shirt.
Yeah.
But then like eighth grade, when I started being like, I'm a punk, I hardcore music or whatever.
What were the
like,
first bands you're like, these are my bands?
Before that, I feel like I was into like the anti-folk, you know, music, like Moldy Peaches, Juno soundtrack,
Antifa.
You know.
Wait.
Pre-Juno, but the Juno soundtrack kind
absolutely.
Of music.
Oh, okay.
Just to give you an idea. Because I know you don't listen to music.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah. But wait. not so much as to know what the fuck you're talking about, sweetheart. But
sweetheart.
But wait, you know what you made me think of when you're talking about Teen Vogue? Do you ever watch, maybe I've talked about this on the pod before. You know the episode of Cribs where they did the Osbournes?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a weird feeling where it was like, why are you doing Cribs with them? We see their house every day on the Osbourne show or whatever it was.
What a weird feeling that all of America felt at the same time.
Wait, and what channel was their show on?
MTV2. Oh,
yeah. So what the what's the point?
It was such
so weird.
It was such a weird feeling. And
they just got lazy.
Is there a German word for that?
But the German word for when there's a Cribs episode with the Osbournes on. During the run of their famous series. But Kelly Osbourne was the one giving the Cribs tour, I think, or at least most of it. And she showed her bedroom and a special room in her bedroom where it was like funky decorated. And there was a zigzag sectional sofa that made a circle. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
It sounds
really cool. A picture of me on teenvogue.com right now at this fashion show on Saturday drinking wine alone in the corner.
When you were when you were at that space with the, with those people, I was like, what's going on?
I knew you would be worrying. No, no, I knew you would. I knew you would like them. No, I knew you wouldn't even ask about it. I knew you, like, you literally see me, you don't even, you didn't even need to ask, and I didn't need to tell you.
Yeah.
You saw me doing something that I do, which is model. Greta texted me while I was there, and I immediately sent her a picture being like, I'm a model.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so then you're in high, you're a punk.
So what's, but what's
when
your
do you get kissed? When do you get kissed?
Yeah, what's your deal with guys? You're at all girls, girl, you like.
Guys, girls, whatever you like.
I dated a lot of gay guys in middle school.
Oh, so you had boyfriends.
But gay boyfriends.
Yeah, but like, gay boyfriends who I never
kissed. We all know.
That's my type.
I was not that kind of gay that was in, hetero relationships in sixth grade.
Really? Damn, you would have. I would have had a huge crush on you.
Thank you for saying that.
I still do. Thank you for saying that. You guys are my crush.
No.
Both collectively and separately.
We accept.
It's
we
actually
accept.
Like, we I accept. Do have, I do recently, like, I have a resurgence of, like, I'm really attracted to gay men.
Interesting. Thank you, same.
You're, yeah.
I'm Pat, really Pat, it gets hotter every day.
I walked in here today and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you.
This is a very relaxed.
It's hot in here.
My shirt's off.
Yeah.
Are your shirt was fully off. No, you guys.
Oh,
are
we
so
are
hot
in here.
Yeah. I walked in and you guys were so, all three of you were so, I was like, are you hot, Megan?
When
producer
did
Megan?
Megan asked Poe.
If you feel comfortable, when did you LYV?
Lose your virginity.
Oh.
Which?
Wow. Tough cue. Trying to remember how old I was. I think I was 16.
Okay, young as
fuck. Okay.
But here's what's crazy.
That could be stupid.
Homeschooled.
Homeschooled whores too.
Homeschooled whores too.
No, but I realized later, I was like, I don't think that I actually did it. Like, wow. I think I just like, we didn't really do it. And then I think I did it when I was 17.
Wait.
I know I did it when I was
17. What happened that made you?
I know for a fact that I did it when I was 17.
What happened that made you confused if you did it?
Okay, here's the story. So I was sort of like hooking up with this guy, and by hooking up I mean like kissing, etc.
How did you meet him as a homeschooled whore?
He was an adult. He was like 21.
Shut the
okay.
He was a real. He was like just like a loser.
Wait, a 21?
Like a random, adult loser. Music scene. So I was in this like punk music scene. I would like follow my brother around and go to shows.
So he was a musician too?
No, he was just like a random guy.
Were you playing gigs at this point or no?
No. Well,
and your brother best friends in a way?
We were.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He's around. We're friends.
He's not
we're
here.
Friends. We're
he's
not
here.
Best
he's
friends
really
anymore.
Friends, you'd bring him here.
Well, his name is Owen.
No, no,
and
no.
You guys
is
would both have crushes
hot.
On him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's serious?
But he has a girlfriend,
he has a
right?
girlfriend.
It's really rude of him to do that towards
I know.
Me.
My, I'm sorry.
Would you like it if I dated your brother or not?
I would love it.
Okay, good.
Catherine likes when people date her relatives.
Yeah, if they're cool.
I want to be in your family.
Yeah, you need to be in my family.
I want you to be in my family.
I want to come to Wednesday dinner.
I know. You're invited anyway.
Did you know that my middle name is Owen?
I did know that.
Okay,
and
cool.
I know that there you just mentioned like a young
oh
young
yeah there's
Owen
a teen named Owen that,
like,
that
about,
Catherine
Owen's
had a crush
hot
on
name.
Yeah
oh yeah the yeah. teen yeah
teen yeah
yeah,
yeah. I
had a crush on a teen.
Wait, so you're going to concerts and this kind of nefarious 21 year old man
hits on you who's 17?
No, he didn't even hit on me. He was totally just like he was like one of the younger people hanging out. You know what I mean? Like I had friends who were like 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like I had like a lot of just like, it was a very like age
opposite
diverse
life
scene.
Of me.
It is funny that when you say 21 in this context, I'm thinking of how old that is. I'm like, oh, that's
it's
like
young.
Such an old person. But now I'm thinking about 21. I'm like one of the youngest people in
America. No, it's
America.
Really young. But like, actually, I guess, you know what? Yeah, I guess I was sick. Here's what's crazy. I had already like, to me, he was even young because I had already like, kissed people older than him.
Oh my god. Where do these people get off?
I know,
this
right?
This is homeschool doors too.
Homeschoolers, yeah. Wait for three.
Straight to DVD.
I can picture the cover so vividly. Like.
he was like, I basically met him because he would sell me weed. We started hooking up, kind of, and it was weird, and like...
Were your parents like, yeah, you can have a 21-year-old boyfriend?
Fuck no.
Did they know?
I would talk to my mom about everything, but I would like lie to
my dad.
What
would she say?
She would, I just remember one time that I went to his house, and my mom was out of town, because she's like working, and my dad was like, quote-unquote, watching us, and I remember like saying to my dad, like, I'm going to my friend Emma's house, and then like texting my mom, like, just so you know, I'm at Ben's house, like... Like,
oh my God.
I told dad I'm at Emma's house, like, just in case, like, I'm murdered, like, this is where I really am.
Oh my God.
Like, I wanted my mom
was she mad?
To, like, no, she's like, totally get it. Like, my mom is always, like, trying to, like, help me. Like,
your mom is the ultimate girl's girl.
No, yeah. My parents did Lorelai. A good job of, like trying to keep me safe, like, by being realistic with me, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be like
that's
that.
That's how we're going to be
they
with
were
December
like,
June.
They're like, you can, you know, yeah, with December June. Yeah.
When did they tell you about sex?
Oh, they didn't.
Really? There was
no
talk?
I don't think we really had that talk. Well, my school had it, though. It
we like decided when my child comes out of my vagina, I'm going to yell, penis goes in the hole.
Yeah. It had to be moderated because versus the penis.
I said vagina, and vagina. It can also go in a hole.
It can also go in a hole.
He goes in
a hole. I'm bored of sex. It's like, forget it.
Sometimes I get bored of sex.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, I think I'm dying. Okay, so.
Oh, so anyway, it's a really boring story. But basically, I didn't want to lose my virginity to that guy because he was like kind of lame.
Yeah.
So I asked my friend who was like my age. I was like, do you want to like lose our virginities like or something?
And you're a movie.
It was actually Eliza's idea.
Oh my God. Eliza's brill.
I know. She's a genius. And then I was just like, okay, yeah, let's just do it. And then we just like kind of did it. But.
Wait, you and...
My friend, like, who I wasn't, like, attracted to.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a girl, your girlfriend, and
you guys
were going to, like, make a virginity pact.
No. It's, like, me and this guy who actually
it's
then later...
It's not that movie.
Yeah. I don't know. He was, like, really in love with Eliza, and Eliza was, like, you should just, like, have sex or something.
So, oh, my God.
So we did that, but
so
it was, like...
modern these
so
teams.
I counted that,
the guy
that,
doesn't sound
like,
that in love with Eliza.
No, Eliza was, like, I think she was just, like, she wasn't, like, interested yet, although they ended up dating later, but she wasn't interested at the time, and she was, like, she was worried that he was, like, too obsessed with her, or that he had a crush on her, and, like, we were all just friends, and so she was,
I'm
like, you guys
worried.
Should just, like...
I'm always worried a guy's too obsessed with me. But wait, so you guys made...
So we made up, we just like decided to do it. But so that's what I counted as like my first time, just so that I wouldn't have to count the other guy as my first time. And so that I could say to him like, oh no, I've done it. Like, you know, that was like my little secret plan. But I kind of like, to be honest, I was probably more like it when I was 17 with the other guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to like check it off my list. You know,
if this is too personal, you can be like, shut the fuck up,
sure.
You stupid witch.
Right now we're totally
you're such
that.
A witch.
So what ultimately happened in the room that day with the packed boy?
We just like got naked and like, I don't know.
Was
like,
he hot?
No, I mean, that's not nice, but no.
Okay.
Did you crumb?
She you.
Fuck no. Are you joking?
She didn't crumb.
Did it go in?
That's the part I don't know. Like, I just don't, I just like, at the time I really didn't understand my vagina. Like,
yeah,
at all.
It's
I kind
tricky.
Of just figured it out. Like,
yeah, that's good.
The last few years. I was like, oh, that's where that is.
Yeah.
But I, like for years it was like, I only knew where it was when there was a dick inside it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I never could
what
figure
about tamp?
Out. I never used tamp.
Wow.
I used it one time, a tamp, successfully. I used pads a little bit. And then
or
I
the
just,
cup?
No, the pads.
She doesn't use the cup.
I didn't. I wouldn't be smart enough to put a cup in. I didn't understand it.
She just learned where her vagina is.
I just learned about
so
it.
So then you're a hot teen musician in the world. That's who you were. And then who are you right now?
Now
but you know what? We're going to find out after the break.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.